Case, episode number 23. It is Sunday, October 23rd, 1 week away from the big show. We'll get to that here in a minute. First, we have a big update. Those of you who downloaded episode 15, which was the Ron Hill tribute, we asked for people to and helping her son, which would be his grandson, do a report on him, and they looked on the internet and found us and found our show. And unfortunately, she let us know that Ron had died back in 2008. Apparently he never did leave Chicago. He, like I said, the last time that both me and JC had talked to him, he had talked like he was going back to New Mexico. Apparently he didn't make it. It's sad because he was so talented and, you know, yeah, I just wasn't expecting that answer. Was hoping that he had made it back to New Mexico and was still playing the blues. He would have been around 78, I believe. And his birthday sometime this week, I believe. So, condolences to the Hill family, to his daughter and his son. He was special to us, and I'm hoping we can get him into the Iowa Blues Hall of Fame. Also, as you know, we talked about Janie Hooper died as well last week. So, dealing with a lot of sadness here in town right now when it comes to the Blues. As I was saying, the big show's next week. It's Big Daddy Dennis Kane, Curry Harder, Steve George, Kent Burnside, Madam Jules, Scotty the Wingtips, and the Bad Boys of Blues. So that's a big show, and should be a good show. So if you happen to be in Central Iowa on next Sunday night, that's Halloween. Actually, it's Beggar's Night here in Des Moines. And I know you're thinking, what? I've never heard of that. Well, it's kind of a thing here in Des Moines that was started many, many years ago where they were trying to keep kids from causing havoc on Halloween. So they thought that they could create this like a family type, you know, kids go out and they tell a joke and they get candy. So that's what the whole trick-or-treat thing was like. And I guess it worked because they still do it here in Des Moines on the 30th. I know most of you do it on Halloween. That's a Des Moines thing here to do it on the night before. So that's the night of our big show. And the Grandview Swing Dancers, so the Viking Swing Club, said they'll be dressed up for the show. So should be interesting. So if you're in Central Iowa, come on down. It's Grandview University. It's the Speed Lyceum in the Student Center. Show starts at 7 o'clock. There's no fee at all. It's absolutely free. You can, if you want to donate, though, the Viking Swing Club would love to have a dollar or two or more to help them promote swing music, which helps us, too, because sometimes they hire blues bands to play. So definitely, if you're in town, come on and see the show. Let's get to tonight's show. I won't be coming back at the end because this has a clean ending. This is the second part of the February 22nd, 2003 show. And this one, if I get the right sheet here. this one has Andy Coates, and then Gary Smith was TBA. He was there, and he brought with him Clover Buckingham. In Des Moines, we had a band called the Buckinghams, not to be confused with the national act. The kind of a drag, not a different group. This was like a country group, but they were very, very popular here in Central Iowa and played a lot of places in Clover. She was their bass player, and her and Gary Smith played for a while. Unfortunately, both of them are gone as well. So they'll be playing, and then we'll have the world's famous jam session, which will end that show. Also, during the show, Frank Strong will be explaining harmonica laws, so you want to listen for those. Anyway, again, I want to thank y'all for downloading and subscribing and telling your friends and your enemies and everybody else to listen to the show. We appreciate it a lot. We hope that we can keep this going. I know that the big shows are going to end in December. We got one in November, one in December. And then I think we're going to downsize starting in February for season six. Just the logistics and getting a big band in one spot without any money is just proving to be almost impossible to do. We're going to downsize a little bit and see how that goes. And I don't know. I think it'll be good. You'll still hear the best blues around, and performed by people who love the blues, want to keep the blues alive. And we'll still do a big show. We just won't do as many. But anyway, it's just a practical thing to do right now. And then we'll just see how it goes. But pretty excited about what's going on with... we went over 1,000 last week, so we're still plugging along, and we'll see how we are after the first of the year. So anyway, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is the 2002-2003 Part B of the Iowa Blues Showcase. Good night.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Iowa Blues Showcase. Coming to you live from the Des Moines River Delta. You didn't know Des Moines had a river delta, did you? Well, now you know. So anyway, right here in Ankeny, Iowa, on the beautiful prairies of DMAC campus, Building 5, known as the Hub, by the way. I didn't know if it was the Hub. So anyway, we have another great acoustic act here. Coming all the way from, what, Urbandale or Johnson, or where are you from?
From North Carolina.
No, don't tell us the truth. Yeah,
I am. But today I drove up from Beaverdale.
Beaverdale, there we go. So, but North Carolina, so you'd be like a Piedmont bluesman then, maybe.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay,
kind of.
Cool. All right. I noticed that melodic style in you. I didn't think that was Piedmont. Yeah, it is Piedmont. Wow. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's Andy Coates.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Start off with an old Delta tune by the great Charlie Patton. It's called Pony Blues.
Saddle up my pony, hitch up my farm mare. Saddle up my pony, hitch up my farm mare. I'ma find a rider, baby, in this world somewhere. Bow stocking feet, great long curly mane. Bow stocking feet, long curly mane. Ease up in the saddle, tighten up the little rein. Get a chance. Come on here, baby, when you get a chance. Well, I don't want to marry, I just want to be your man.
Oh, yeah.
Saddle up my pony, hitch up my fine mare. Saddle up my pony, hitch up my fine mare. I'm gonna find a rider, baby, in this world somewhere. Come on.
A little bit more vocals. Thank you. Do another song that came out of the Delta blues tradition, later made famous electrically by the great Elmore James. This is called It Hurts Me Too. Said you was hurting, almost lost your mind. Now the man that you loving, he hurts you all the time. When things go wrong with you, it hurts me too. Love him more when you should love him less. Why look up behind him and take his mess? When things go wrong with you, it hurts me too.
said you was hurting, almost lost your mind. Now the man that you're loving, he hurts you all the time. When things go wrong, wrong with you, it hurts me too.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Andy Coates, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Andy, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thanks, Tom. I'm doing great.
All right.
Doing just fine.
So did you play the Big Blues Fest last week in the blizzard?
Nope, I didn't do the Blues Fest in the blizzard.
Oh, you know.
I had the weekend off, actually.
Wow, how nice.
I was at home warm with a fire.
Yeah, we had it off too, believe it or not.
Yep.
It's a dead room in here sometimes. But anyway, yeah, it's just my jokes. Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Frank. So anyway, Andy, when did you get to Des Moines? You said you're from North Carolina originally. But
yeah, I moved here about 4 years ago and came by way of Southern California. I was out in Southern California for school for about 7 years. And like you, I ended up with an advanced degree in liberal arts field.
Uh-oh.
And, it took me a little while to find a job, too. I can sympathize with that.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of hoping I can get within, say, 100 or so miles from Des Moines so we can keep the show going. But,
yeah.
Boy, it's a tough job market, you
know?
Yeah,
it is. It certainly is. I thought you were going to say you're trying to, you know, get within $100,000 a year. Thought, well, maybe, Tom, you ought to, you know, revise your career expectations a little bit.
You know, McDonald's is hiring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like fries with that? Yeah, okay.
Well, I hope we don't lose you, because this is a great thing you got going here, and you do a lot to try to preserve blues in the area.
Well, we're trying hard, and we also want to thank Chili Head for recording all this.
Absolutely, yeah.
Of Jay Taylor over there.
Jay Taylor at Chili Head Records.
Because each week we get this perfect CD. It's pretty awesome, and it makes it easier for us to spread the show around. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, what's your gigage coming up?
Gigage coming up. Let's see.
As far as the summer, do you do any of those outdoor gigs? Do you do any farmer markets and things like that?
Yeah. Last summer I did a farmer's market. I think I did that a couple of times. I did the Arts Festival, which was a lot of fun. I did a special blues performance at the State Fair. And part of the cultural events agenda, on the cultural arts stage.
So how many people did you have when you played?
According to the newsletter, like 75 or 100 or something. It's pretty good, actually.
Well, you know, we had that many, but by the time me and Frank got done, I think there was, what, 3?
That's how I met Mr. Frank Strong, actually. So that was an especially good gig.
But, you know, as soon as the tuba player showed up, it started filling up again. So I don't know what that meant.
What was he called? The Tubinator or something like that?
Yeah. You know, only in Iowa can you get a solo tuba player that draws like 50, 60, 70 people. And then me and Frank do our... Yeah, easily. You know, it's a nice mix, you know. People do the ebb and flow that way. So you don't have too many people in one spot and have the fire hazard.
He had his shtick down and everything. Yeah, it was the tubadour, and he had a little tambourine that he'd tap every once in a while and play some old standards.
Yeah, he was the Patrick Hazel of tuba playing. You know, he's playing the drums with the foot. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he had a sponsorship from, what's it called, Griggs Music, something like that big shop out in the Quad Cities.
Wow.
So, he's doing well.
They'll sponsor anything in the Quad Cities, won't they?
You ought to invite him here, Tom. I tell you, people get a kick out of it.
Dude, do you play blues tuba? All right. Well, I think the show has finally dropped into mediocrity, but hey, let's do some more blues. What you got for us?
All right. Well, see. Oh, there's this great old tune I love to play. Did a couple of Delta tunes. Might as well do another one. Dust My Broom is the title.
All right.
I'd like to invite the band to come up if you're
sure.
They're into it.
So all right.
12 bar and D.
Andy Coates, ladies and gentlemen.
Frank? Where's that drummer and bass player? They take off already? Okay.
So is this the Robert Johnson or the Elmore James?
This is actually, it's kind of a hybrid between Robert Johnson and Elmore James. Like Rob Lombard, I play solo most of the time, so it's always a great opportunity to get to play with a band. Okie doke, everybody ready?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Andy Coates.
Dust My Broom. Good gals over there. I'ma call up China to see my good gals over there. In the Philippine Islands, must be in Ethiopia somewhere.
up in the morning. Oh, I believe I dust my broom. I'm gonna get up in the morning. Hey, I believe I dust my broom. That man that you've been loving.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hey, thank you.
We're right back with Gary Smith, Cal Dean Patton, and the famous jam session. So come right back. Welcome back to the Iowa Blues Showcase. And at this point in time, before we have Gary play, Frank has some sort of a public announcement of some sort, I guess. I don't know.
Attention, 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 ladies and gentlemen. I just bought this harmonica this week, and... they've got some new rules out I want to make. I didn't know these were in effect. Do you know that there's a 3-day waiting period to buy one of these now?
Especially if you're buying it.
On $50, yeah. And then they do a complete background check, so you're never going to get one, let me tell you. But this is true, though. They really do have a 3-day waiting period. And they're no longer, you have to register them, too, of course.
Really?
Now, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then they also have the, and this is something, I didn't know they had this until, I guess I was kind of, I joined early, I didn't even know it. They have a registry of harmonica offenders. Did you know that?
Oh, that's true. Man. And are you on the list, Frank?
I'm at the top of the list. You know, I tell you what, I feel very strongly about this, ladies and gentlemen. Seriously, I really do. I think that, you know, it's not harmonicas that kill people. It's people that kill people, ladies and gentlemen. So I thank you for your support.
All right.
I just died right there.
So you belong to the National Harmonica Association,
yeah,
don't
that's
you?
Right, yeah.
The NHA. So when is the NHA going to get it like somebody like Charlton Heston to be their president?
That's Woody. Wouldn't make Woody.
Oh, Woody. All right, Woody is the president of the NHA. Yeah. I didn't know that. Well, he's out in California. I can see that.
All he's right. On the Visitor Protection Program right now.
Really?
Yeah. That's, okay. Well, you play harmonica long enough and
yeah.
Need it. Yeah.
Put you on that. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Strong letting you know about the new rules on harmonicas. All right. Well, we're going to get Kyle Dean Patton hooked up to Frank's harmonica here, and we're going to have our buddy who's doing the whole Avenue Jam right now on Sunday nights. You can go down there, and if you want to play the blues, it's a good place to play, except you need to be 21, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to be 21 to enter down there. And trust me, at that place, you might want to be 31 to enter. Because
it's not so G-rated down there.
No, it's not. It's a little rough and tumble at times, but... it's a good place to play the blues, and we used to run that jam session, so it's safe. Just, you know, don't cause any fights, right?
Oh, yeah, you're going to lose down there.
Yeah, you're going to lose down there. So, anyway, the jam master at the Hull Avenue, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gary Smith. And... why don't you tell us who we have back here? We have a famous person on the bass guitar.
Yeah, you were talking about having more women come up and do the blues thing. This is Clover Buckingham back here on the bass. Yeah.
Until
just walking smuts too slow. Okay, we're going to do a little bit more of a upbeat type thing here for you. See if we can make you feel good here before we end the show here today. Okay, this is a kind of a hopping little thing. This is kind of a rocking little blues thing. It's called A Tree to Right. Gotta practice my method just as hard as you can. Baby, get to loving, yeah, like a natural born man. She's gonna love you tonight now, man. You gotta treat her right. Here we go. Hey, 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 hey. method just as hard as you can. Thanks. Bound to get a reputation as a hard loving man. She's gonna love you tonight, and I'm in. You gotta treat her right.
Yeah,
that's what a jam's all about.
That's how I do it down the Hall Avenue, ladies and gentlemen. That's the taste of it right there. I was glad you mentioned Roy Buchanan. He was a good guy.
Yes, he was. Unfortunately, he's not with us.
Yeah, God bless his soul. For the young guitar players out there, you might want to hunt down some of his stuff. Is it on CD or is he all still on vinyl?
He's out there on CD, and I've got it on record and CD both. I kind of wore the records out. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Had to go back out and get the other renditions of it all.
Yeah, because Roy was playing blues when no one was playing blues.
Oh, you betcha. Yes, sir.
And Lonnie Max, another good one.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, Stevie Ray. We all like Stevie.
Stevie Ray. When I grew up, which was a couple of years ago, some people say I still haven't grown up. I don't know what the deal is with that. Boom, boom. When I came up, of course, I was one of those kids that came up, and I was listening to, you know, Jeff Beck and Eric Clapton and Jimmy Page and all these British guys. And it took me about 10 or 15 years to figure out that they were copying American guys. Now, wait a minute. All the riffs that these guys are playing is coming from the old traditional blues players that were right here from America.
Go
so, of course, you know, I'm from the old school. Like I said, I still like those guys. When it comes to tone, nobody can beat Jeff Beck as far as I'm concerned. But when it comes to the blues, you know, all the King boys were the best to me. Freddie King, Albert King, of course, B.B. King, you know. You know, we try to emulate some of that.
So you got another song for us there, Gary.
Oh, yeah. Should we do Bob? This is kind of a jazzy blues thing. You'll fall right in.
Okay.
We're doing a completely different style of thing here. Ready? I'm going down to the river. I got a cane pole in my hand. Got my red worms in a Maxwell House coffee can. I'm gonna sit under a shade tree on a riverbank where it's cool. I'm gonna close my eyes and dream. Let the coke bob away my blues. Well, I'd wake up every morning. I'd pick peaches all day. And on Saturday night, we'd have a dance or two. We might wallow in the hay. This is what he had to say. Play that horn for me. We'll be right back. family ever die with a smile. I took his advice. Things going well, but my friends are far and few. Whoever said the city boy can have them country blues? Whoever said the city boy can have them country blues? Whoever said the city boy can have them country blues? Well, honey, they ain't a hope to me and you.
Gary Smith, ladies and gentlemen.
A little bit of a twist to it for you out there. Thank you very much.
We're right back with the jam session after this brief short message. Welcome back to the Iowa Blues Showcase, to the world-famous jam session where we get our guests up here together. And because the house band didn't get to play very much today, we'll have mostly the house band. And we have Andy Coates playing on his wonderful Nashville steel guitar. And we also have our nice young friend, Mr. Brandon Dennis, here, gonna sit in, give it a shot. We're gonna play a nice, we'll be easy on him. We're gonna do a slow blues in G, so that way all you gotta do is just jam on the G and you'll be all right. So. This is a song written about Kansas City way, way, way back when the South wasn't so nice if you're an African American, and Kansas City happened to be one of the towns you'd go to, and it was kind of nice to you, so. People always wanted to go to Kansas City. And this is about a guy that's got women all over the world, but they don't treat him as good as they do in Kansas City.
Down.
coats, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, Frank, go down the Delta, baby. I want to thank Dwayne on the drums, ladies and gentlemen, sitting in for the band tonight. And of course, the world's greatest bass player, well, okay, Ankeny's greatest bass, Ames' greatest bass, Central Iowa's greatest bass player, John Lee Egan, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. We love him. Well, anyway, that's the show for tonight. We're glad y'all came here. I want to thank our guests all the way back to the beginning. Let's see, who was here? Oh, yeah. Rob Lombard, Brandon Dennis, Andy Coates, Gary Smith, and Kyle Dean Patton. Huh? And Clover, that's right, Clover Buckingham. All right. I'm going to join us next week when Tina Haas will be here and a plethora of others. So it'll be a good show. So coming out, like always, we got four guests that'll just knock your socks off. So come join us and we'll have some fun. I want to thank Chili Head Records for engineering the show, Mr. Jay Taylor. The show is written by Frank Strong. Band directed by John O. Smith. Produced by Tom Gary and Jay Taylor. I want to thank Starry Nights for providing us the place to play. We also want to thank Chili Head Records for recording the show. We also want to thank Lawson's Books for providing us with the nice books to give to you. No, just joking. But Lawson's, our books don't stink. Come on down and check them out. Located just catty corner of the historical building. Anyway, we got to go. Just have a good time. See you next week. And everybody, drive home safe. Texas once, probably go back again. Know what them Texas women are hollin' about? They're hollin' about them Kansas City men. I'm gonna move to Kansas City. I'm gonna move to Kansas City. With a girl like you.